So yeah, it's cool. That's exciting. Okay, here's another kind of a segue. I am somewhat notorious for never saying thank you. Or please. I'm a rude dude.
Yeah.
Comments.
Saying like, like, am I supposed to say yes or no?
Have you noticed such a thing? Have you ever been offended?
I remember. No, I mean, you've never offended me personally, but I do remember, like, when we lived down in San Diego, and I remember hanging out with Nod and sort of making fun of you for not having the most tact. I do remember that.
I am a little. See, tactless means you have no tact, right? What's the word for deficient in tact? Deficient also means like you don't have any, but like less endowed. Intact.
I don't know. You know, I think, that would be a fun word to figure out.
Meta-tact? No.
Proto-tactful?
Proto, what's proto mean?
Proto means like you have the earliest primordial sense of tact.
Yeah, but that kind of implies that I want to have tact. Like I'm working towards tact. Okay, and maybe, you know, like, and it would, I guess, you know, I would like to have
so
tact.
So maybe any, well, then there you go.
But I don't think it's going to happen. Like, it must be real, you know?
So you have, like, Cro-Magnon tact.
And it's just the way it's going to be.
It's going to be extinct.
No.
There's no passage of
the tact.
It's
just, like, I feel like maybe I am a little straightforward sometimes. And like, but, I mean, at the same time, like, this is kind of off topic. But, like, and what I mean is, like, I don't use the word please or thank you very much. Like, when it comes to interviews, I don't send thank you notes. And if I do, it's just, like, because I feel like I have to, you know? And, like, I feel like I try to convey my thankfulness to the person. I feel like they know that I'm appreciative of whatever their actions are, you know? And like, so I don't know what it is. I just don't use those words very much. You know, I say thanks maybe once in a while, but I don't ever say please. And I don't know if that's wrong.
I don't think it's wrong.
I don't think it's wrong
just,
either. Great.
It's just a different way of
I'm awesome.
Of being.
Yes, I knew it.
Slow down, Cochise.
Cochise, what's that?
Cochise, that's a Western word.
It's like an album, right? Like Audioslave.
It's a name. I don't, is it?
Cochise.
They adopted it from the Western vocab.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it mean?
Cochise. I don't know. It's just a name.
Like of a person.
Yeah.
Oh. Like Slim.
Yeah. It's like Slim or Duke.
Duke.
I don't know. Or Fancy Pants.
Hi, my name is William Fancy Pants.
But yeah, the whole please and thank you thing, I think, you know, I wonder, like, growing up, did your parents ever say, you know, say please, say thank you?
No, not really.
So then I guess it's just sort of natural.
But maybe we're just rude people.
Well, I don't think it's rude necessarily. It's just, I mean, I think, here's the thing. I think rude is a negative. And what you're talking about is an absence. And there's a difference between being negative and
right,
not.
I mean, some people consider it completely and utterly rude not to say send a thank you note or to say thank you or whatever. Just like it's just like that's just the way it needs to be. Like when somebody,
I think they're just beaten down by the social strata that they were born into. I think like look, a thank you is a positive.
Of course.
An F you is a negative.
For sure.
You know? But nothing, that's a nothing. That's just, that's...
But if I gave you something, you right. would, like, probably say thank you, I suppose, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I would say thank you.
Yeah.
But do you need to, like, I mean, I guess at one point, is it like, oh, thanks, there you go, thanks. All right, see you later. Or is it like, you kind of want a little more?
Well, I think that what happens is if you give someone something that you feel is kind of an important thing, or
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
Something of value, and the impression you get is that it's kind of blown off, and
right.
that could be offensive.
Right.
But if it's just like you know, hey, can you hand me the scissors? Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like do you really need to say thank you for that? I mean, it's nice.
How about scissors?
See, that you're getting into the kind of like, you're my lackey zone,
right, which
is not the nicest thing, because you then it's like expected that this person will do this service for you, and it should never be expected that this person will do this service for
you.
So, I mean, I'd say in general, it's a nice thing to say please and thank you, but do I consider it rude if you don't say please and thank you to me?
I guess it's a little bit of tone also, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, you almost have to read somebody, which is kind of the weird thing about when you, have you ever chatted on the internet or like, since we're in email or whatever.
Right. They're hard to interpret.
It's
sometimes.
Like the tone is like completely missing, you know? Yeah. You have these emoticons, which is like, I guess a start, you know? But,
right,
you know, you could wink at somebody, right?
But it's like, and the emoticons, like, honestly, sort of more annoying than effective, you know? It's like you want something that indicates your tone. Like, here I'm being sarcastic.
Right, right.
Here I, you know, I mean, this is a genuine compliment.
Nice job, genius.
Yeah. But the emoticons, like, whenever emoticons are on, like, a posting or an email, I'm just like, oh, God. Oh, Jesus, take that off. You look like, you know, I don't know, words that I can't say.
We got an explicit tag. Go ahead.
No. Too offensive. No, wow. No, please and thank you.
That's all right. Fair enough. Well, I have a topic.
Okay.
Which, I don't know, it depends on how long you want to go here, but I'm just going to broach it. Here we go. Intelligence, genetic, not genetic. I had a conversation this weekend with our assistant medical correspondent.
Wow.
Up in Sacramento. And we had a little conversation about it. And, you know, he made some points, I made some points. What do you think about the geneticity, as it were, vis-a-vis intelligence?
Well, I think that first then we would need to define intelligence.
No, I will not do that.
No, that is required by your question.
No, it is not, because that's an impossible... That's like a whole other can of worms. Let's just skip that worm can and just jump onto this question.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Look, you... It depends. Is intelligence, you know, I think intelligence is probably a combination of factors, like your ability to, you know, remember knowledge that you gain.
Okay.
Your ability to manipulate knowledge or interact with, you know, problem solve.
Analysis.
Basically.
Synthesis.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, other people might figure other things, like in a, you know, in a real sort of colloquial sense, maybe some people, if just they know a lot, they might be considered really intelligent, even if they don't know how to, you know, do anything with what they know.
Right.
So I think before you jump onto that question of is intelligence genetic or learned, you got to come down with a clearer parameter. If not a definition, you got to put limits on what is intelligence, because clearly knowledge is learned.
For sure,
But your ability to capture knowledge and your ability to interact or manipulate knowledge and access it quickly, I would say that's probably more genetic.
Say that again?
Your ability to capture, manipulate, and access knowledge quickly is more genetic.
I disagree. But, I mean, that was kind of like one of the things. It's like, for me personally, it's weird, but I'm like, it almost like bothers me physically that anybody would claim that it's genetic. Like, I don't know why, but it's like, I feel like, and I don't know what it is, but I was raised, or I mean, not necessarily my parents, but just like in general, that everybody can make anything of themselves. And that extends itself to not only being president, which is like the classic question of like a 5-year-old, but to intelligence. And it's like, you could do whatever it is you want to do, and you can be whoever it is you want to be, and you could be as smart as you want to be.
Right on.
You know, and it's like, whether that, you know, if that means that you remember facts quickly, then so be it. If you analyze things quickly, then that's what it is, you know? And if it's like those things where you are able to process things quickly, then that is because you made yourself do that.
Well, yeah, okay, so there's an element of pushing yourself, will...
Right.
And hard work,
sure,
in the result.
Okay,
but so maybe we're differing on definitions of intelligence. So, like, what I would say is you have a broader definition than what I was saying. But I would say, like, your ability to remember, you can probably improve that. So maybe I'm wrong. I bet you can definitely improve your ability to remember.
So, like, I will grant the idea that there is a range of like, intelligence. Like, maybe when you're born, you have, if you, you know, were just, right, like, okay, got no intelligence, it's like, that's fine. You're here, you are, you know? But it's like, the brain is so, like, flexible and so plastic that you could be whoever you want to be. You know, if you were slightly lower in the range than some other the baby in the next crib over, no big deal, because 20 years later, you guys are the exact same person.
Yeah, yeah, and you can push yourself, definitely, and work hard.
And so in the end, it's like the intelligence is your intelligence, right? And intelligence is a weird word.
See, that's the thing. The word is weird.
It's a weird word, but take from it what you will. You know, it's like when you think about people, you ask them, are they smart or are they not smart? Are they good or are they not good? You know, whatever it is. Like, if you have a job, for example, and you're in a group of 10 people, let's say, usually there's somebody who's like, oh, this is the guy who's, like, the pro in our group. This is the guy who's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could be truck driving. It could be backhoeing. It could be digging. It could be plastering, painting, engineering, writing, editing, whatever it happens to be. There's usually one guy who's just really good, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, and it might be that he has 20 years experience and nobody else does. Or it's just like, hey, that guy's pretty good. You know, he's been here a long time, and he just figures stuff out, and he gets it, you know? And it's like, how did that guy get? How did that guy get to be that way? You know, or how did he be intelligent? How did he be, what did I just say? How did he get where he got?
You just said a couple beers.
But also, like, generally speaking, you might also associate a certain level of intelligence with certain professions, maybe, if one was to get there.
Or, yeah,
you know, and like,
but first, that's dangerous.
It is dangerous, but like, one was to say, like, let's just go towards the danger for a second.
Okay,
it's like, I'm an engineer, for example, right? Like, people who are engineers are generally considered to be intelligent, for better or for worse.
Hopefully, here's the thing: you're hopefully intelligent, but what it turns out is, were you graded on a curve, or did you?
And I think the reason is because in order to succeed as an engineer, they say that you need sort of analytic reasoning, you know, ability to read in new information, process it, and put something out, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, the traditional construction worker is considered kind of like a dope, you know, for better or for worse. You know, like, because basically he's just...
Rough.
No, it is. I'm just saying, like, it's a stigma.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's true. Because, I mean, there's plenty of intelligent people in every profession. And those people rise to the top. You know, there's plenty of people who have started their own business from being a construction worker. They were a contractor, and they started their own business, and now they're, like, you know, making tons of money, way more than you and I will ever make, probably. You know, but it's like, it just so happens that they chose carpentry.
Is that your metric, though, how much money they make?
No, of course not. Of course not. But I'm just saying, like, if you were to look at an engineer and say he made a ton of money, you'd be like, whatever, you know, he made a lot of money, but he got lucky. But if you looked at a carpenter, because you don't necessarily associate carpenters making a ton of money, you might say, oh, well, he did well for himself because he started.
Carpenters do make good money.
I'm sure they make fine money. But I'm just saying, like, he rose up. It's just considered a blue collar job.
Okay.
Right. And to rise up from a blue collar job and to be your own boss and to start your own company is considered, you know, for better or for worse, a success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, if you're making a ton of money, that's great. It's just, you know, it doesn't really, that's not really what I'm talking about, but I'm talking about, like, taking your abilities and, like, working them up.
Okay.
You know, and that kind of stuff, you know, like, being able to speak clearly and, like, not, I mean, that's very also, like, subjective. Yeah. But being able to communicate effectively, understand what errors maybe you're making and, you know, correct them,
right.
You know, work and just improve yourself and think, you know, all these, like, different metrics. There's so many ways of it's almost impossible to say whether or not intelligence is this thing or that thing, or if it's a blend of all these things,
mm-hmm.
right? But I'm wondering whether you think it's genetic or not, and I say no.
Well, when you get that broad, I think, it isn't. It's a combination of genetics and other things. I mean, because, yeah, if you had somebody who had, you know, the genes of, you know, being able to remember everything that they ever saw, you know, everything they ever experienced, and you know, reassemble those and do whatever, but they never put any effort into,
right.
into, you know, learning, into trying new things, into being creative, into working hard, then yeah, they would not, you know, that.
And people don't necessarily consider that intelligent. They consider it almost freakishly awesome. It's funny because when people, you know, you deal with somebody, like let's say you deal with them for a year in terms of your work or whatever it is, you get a sense of, if somebody asks you, is that guy like pretty good, or is he pretty smart? And you're like, yeah, he's pretty awesome at remembering facts, but he's not very good at anything else. You know, and like people kind of realize that it's like, oh, well, that's really cool, and yet like I don't really necessarily want that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of want this sort of like it factor that is hard to quantify, but everybody I feel like has this innate sense of what that it is.
So, but you're using the word intelligence for that it.
I'm using intelligence for it because that's all I have. You know, okay. I mean, smart or intelligence, one of those things. But what does it mean to be intelligent or smart? Does it mean that you can solve 100 math problems in a second? Or does it mean that, you know, given a new problem, given a new situation, given a new, like, job, a new task, you can, like, hey, you can figure that out and you can get along with it, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're different kinds of intelligence.
And that's the thing, right? Intelligence is probably a blend of all those things, right? Emotional intelligence, you know, people intelligence, math intelligence, you know, like doing quick, like processing, logic, all that stuff, right? I mean, not one thing is, in fact, if you just had one of those things, most people will write you off because that's annoying, right? It's like, well, this guy's really good at, like I said, it's like, this guy's really good at remembering things, but that's not very helpful. You know, unless,
well, that is helpful in certain
situations. Helpful if this guy's job was to do rote memorization. But I would like him to actually work for me, and like, you know, if he encounters a problem, not have to call me every 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, it's things like that. But anyway, that was kind of a.
So is it genetic or is it learned? Yeah, that's a combination. That's the nature nurture debate.
It is. Well, it is. It is. And I would go nurture.
I would go nurture. New word for the day. It's a combination of nature and nurture. It's called nurture.
Wow, that's like a parpiphany.
Everybody is a product of their nurture. All right. And with that,
I think it was perfect.
Yeah, this has been the Irregular Search for Truth. You can email us at irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.